Let's talk with Dr. John Braccio, who's the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm good, even though you certainly don't like to have murders right at any time, let alone, but certainly right in your community, and that's certainly what we had yesterday, Tony.
It's always a challenge for me to understand when we are doing interviews, we try to put ourselves in the shoes of the folks that we're talking to. We want to ask questions from the opposing point of view. But in this case, you know, what causes an individual to just make decisions like this, Dr. Braccio?
Well, you know, I don't know too much about the particular person here, but it appears when someone gets very angry, gets very upset, that they're willing to cross a line. They're even willing to kill a person, I mean, which is really quite a horrible, nefarious kind of a thing when you think about it, taking another person's life because you're angry at them. Or even just trying to rob something, and you're willing to kill a person in the process of getting what you want. But this is what it happens in the hearts of some people. It just doesn't matter. Whatever they want, whether they want to take something, whether they're angry at someone, whatever it is, they feel they have the right that they can go take the life of another person. It's hard to really understand logically because it's not a very logical thing. It isn't logical. It's kind of a completely, there's the total loss of human feeling, human sensitivity. It's just terrible thing to see and hear. And sadly, as you pick up a paper, go to the internet, go to newspapers, any city, you just see this is common that you have a number of people, you know, we won't say thousands, but many people that feel they have the right to take another person's life. Pretty horrible, horrible type thing, Tony.
What is the coping mechanism that we have? How much of that do we have in us? How much is learned when it comes to controlling our emotions?
I think it's difficult in any situation where you see such horrible things like going on, like when you know people are being killed just senselessly. What we have to do is always realize we have a purpose in life. If we can help the feelings of the people that are left that we encounter that have taken part, sadly, in such experiences, they've seen them and injured themselves or know the person that did the shooting, whatever it might be, we just try to be there, and we try to, as best we can, support the person that's in pain. The other thing we have to do is lead our own road, because if a person becomes fearful of going out, and there are people that are so fearful of going out that something's going to happen, that they really don't have a life. So you can't allow things like this to stop you from living your life, because life is to be lived, life is to be enjoyed as much as we can, and there's going to be misery, there's going to be horrible things happening, but we have to try to calculate all of that into what we do. We don't take big risks or anything, but we do have to take the risk of life. If we have a spiritual belief, we have to try to find some meaning that can put everything in place, perspective for us. But I think the main thing, whenever there's tragedy, whenever there's evil, whenever there's wrong, we try to learn from it, we try to become a better person, and we try to help others that are suffering or confused or not understanding what's happening, and try to give them a little balance and perspective also.
How do you counsel, and how would we help the family and friends of the two people who died?
I think what you have to do, first of all, you have to find out all the circumstances and everything that's occurred. And then I think whatever the flaws, whatever the problems of the person, once a family member is killed, there's almost always going to be people that love that person, care for that person. That's why I think you have to be supportive. You have to deal with their feelings. You have to only be available and willing to help to the level that they're seeking help. And that's true even for a therapist like myself. That when persons come in after great tragedy, it may take them a number of times, meetings, sessions, to really get all the feelings out. And you can't press a person. You can try to get information, but you'd have to be able to do active listening. You have to wait until they're really able to speak. But it's just being supportive And there are going to be times when you know a person is suffering, has been through a bad experience, loved one has died, potentially even killed, call it what you will. I think that's the time you let the person know you're available. You don't intrude, but you're available and helpful if you can, because those are those trying moments in a person's life, and particularly if it's just a senseless kind of a thing, like someone goes in and just randomly shoots somebody in a store, or just a person walking down the street, someone gets killed. Those are what you call those senseless, unexpected type murder. And I've worked with, sadly, various people that have had that happen to family members. And it's sad. We just have to try to be as helpful as we can be.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. Braccio's website is drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, Tony.